Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. A warm evening across Israel. Tel Aviv and Haifa are experiencing mild temperatures. Jerusalem enjoys a gentle breeze under clear skies. Here are today's headlines. First, the Times of Israel reports that Iran has told Hezbollah and its allies to prepare for a wider conflict, potentially involving Israel. 8 people were reported killed in overnight U.S. strikes on Iran. Also, earlier today, Walla reports that the IDF and Shin Bet eliminated Anas Mahmoud Ahmed Hamdan, a Hamas company commander involved in hostage situations. Also this hour, according to JNS, anti-Semitic conspiracy theories have surged by 218% on social media following the start of the Iran war. Separately, Axios reveals that the U.S. is sending dozens more refueling planes to Israel in anticipation of possible escalations with Iran. And finally, the Jerusalem Post reports that U.S. forces destroyed an Iranian surveillance tower in Syria. CENTCOM states this action degrades the IRGC's coordination capabilities. From X, the latest, Emily Schrader, an activist, posted minutes ago about U.S. strikes completely destroying an IRGC depot in Rask, with further strikes reported in Bandar Abbas. Iris, a regional observer, noted that 5 American refueling planes are en route to Israel, with more expected to arrive soon. Me24, a Middle East news outlet, shared a chilling video showing Jordanian MP Huda Etum inciting violence against Israeli civilians, highlighting radical ideologies infiltrating political spheres. Now for more on those stories, starting with Iran's call to Hezbollah and allies. According to the Times of Israel, this move could widen the conflict, impacting regional stability. The overnight U.S. strikes that killed 8 in Iran reflect rising tensions. This development may increase pressure on Israel's northern borders. Turning to the IDF's recent operation, Walla reports the elimination of Anas Mahmoud Ahmed Hamdan, a key figure in Hamas, is significant. His role in hostage situations made him a priority target. This action underscores Israel's commitment to dismantling Hamas's leadership. Meanwhile, a report from JNS highlights a disturbing rise in anti-Semitic conspiracy theories online. The 218% surge suggests a growing ecosystem of misinformation since the Iran war began. This trend poses a threat to social cohesion and public safety. In related developments, Axios reports that the U.S. is bolstering Israel's defenses with additional refueling planes. This preparation reflects concerns over potential Iranian aggression. Enhanced military support aims to deter conflict escalation. Finally, the destruction of an Iranian surveillance tower in Syria. The Jerusalem Post notes this action by U.S. forces impacts the IRGC's operational capabilities. It marks a proactive step in countering threats to civilian and military entities in the region. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports that apartment prices are sharply declining while rents are skyrocketing. The consumer price index for June remained unchanged, indicating a moderate annual inflation rate. Separately, Israel Hayom Business states that the consumer price index will be published tonight, with expectations of negligible changes. This could signal stability in Israel's economic landscape amid global uncertainty. And finally, from Ynet Business, Israeli startup Hemispheric has emerged from stealth with $52 million in funding for its brain decoding platform. This neuro-AI innovation highlights the growing intersection of technology and healthcare. That's your Israel 18 News update for this evening. We'll be back with more at 10:00 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.